It's time for the Taking Notes Podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 71 of the Taking Notes Podcast for Sunday, December 16th, 2007. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with
Julian Robichaud.
And on the line today, we have Paul Mooney. Say hi, Paul.
Hey guys, how are yous?
And Warren Elsmore. How you doing, Warren?
I'm good. Hi, Bruce.
So, Julian, why do we have these guys on our 71st episode of the podcast today?
I have no earthly idea, Bruce. I don't know. You guys woke me up out of a dead sleep so we could do this. Now, let's see. What are we doing? We're talking about BE Systems and Blue Wave Technologies and super admin domino companies in the UK. And let's just start with Warren. Hey, Warren. Okay. BE Systems. Tell us about BE Systems and where it came from and what they do.
Yeah, well, BE Systems is a company I started with a couple of other directors 3 years ago, actually almost exactly 3 years ago now, because, well, things weren't so good in the domino land sort of 3 or 4 years ago, and the company I was working with decided to move on and do other things, but we wanted to stay put. We wanted to stay doing notes and domino and same time, quick place and that sort of stuff. So we set up BE Systems, and we've been doing notes and domino consultancy and support and development. We do development and admin and all sorts of things for a good 3 years now. So it seems like a long time ago. Seems like a long 3 years.
But in a good way.
Oh, yeah, yeah, in a good way. I mean, it's we've been busy and more busy and even more busy. It doesn't seem to have stopped for quite a while.
So, wow, Now, Paul, with Blue Wave Systems, same kind of thing. What does Blue Wave do?
Pretty much, Julian. Blue Wave Technology kicked off in 2000, I believe. So about seven years ago now, with five weary souls setting up the company to begin with, and it has continued to grow and evolve. The irony is that the company set itself up just when the market stopped. But it trained us to be a very focused company and to focus on very high skill. So all our engagements were highly technical, high skill engagements, not your general basic Lotus Notes stuff. We kind of grew up integrating Lotus Notes in many back-end systems and writing some very cool applications and giving some pretty good infrastructure and admin support. It's grew and grew quite slowly over the years, but now with the recent merger of companies, we are just shy of 40 people all operating around the UK and Ireland, being able to deliver quite a lot of different business end functionalities. So it's been a great few years. It's been a quick few years. In fact, I can't even believe you guys are on your 71st podcast.
Congratulations.
Just amazing how quick time goes in these things.
Boy, yeah. Talk about a long 2 years. My goodness.
So, Paul and Warren, you mentioned, you know, that the company, like Blue Wave, was started 5 years ago, BE Systems 3 years ago, you know, and you mentioned something about, you know, the state of the notes domino market at those times. You know, lately, right, we've seen a huge upsurge, at least I have seen, and I think you guys have seen that too, and I really want to know, what do you guys attribute that upsurge, you know, to?
Warren, do you want to take that?
Yeah, sure. It's a good question. It's really been, you know, companies have had notes for a while, and there was a time back then where they weren't sure what was going to happen with it, and you know that's gone away. IBM have really got focus behind it, and they're pushing it forward. And Notes 8 is a fantastic product, but the whole suite of programs is going forward. Customers are confident in it. They want to do something with some really fantastic infrastructures they've built. And, you know, they're confident they're going to go forward with it, start investing in it, and actually using the product to drive the business forward and, you know, get some real value.
It's definitely taken a few years for the old bad messages to go away. But, like, when we're walking into customer meetings now, we're talking about Notes Domino 10. We're talking about Notes Next, and we're talking about things. So they're looking at 8. but they know there's a long, long line of investment and a long, long future of the products and integration with connections and Quicker and Web3 Portal Server and various other backends. All the open standards that are being mentioned, all the kind of innovative ways, in fairness to Lotus, that they've taken on the development of their product, like Mary Beth Raven with her blog site Idea Jam. These are all being paid attention to. And there's no other company really in our marketplace in the world that's actually doing things like that. And we have a kind of a high arsenal now when we're walking around in the marketplace of things to prove that the product suite is evolving and growing, and you know, there's no slowing it down at the moment. So it's definitely led to much more complicated applications being desired. Much people really relying much more heavily, not using Notes for basic, basic end development. There's people that currently now are still engaging and reinvesting in our product and making it their business critical systems, realizing that they can develop them a lot quicker.
I guess I have one more question. You know, for years and years and years, we've seen, you know, the competitiveness of, you know, Microsoft. What's your, you know, your guys' gut feelings on the state of Microsoft and the state of migrations? And do you see a lot of that kind of stuff on the streets, or is it calmed down a lot, gone away?
There's a lot
we
more
talk. We see some.
You go, Warren.
Sorry. Yeah, no. We see some. I mean, we've always seen some people who are always thinking about, you know, moving to the dark side and all that sort of stuff. But nowadays, it's not, you know, we don't have to make the arguments and make the case that we used to do before. We don't have to convince people that it's a good thing to do, because they can see in the product that, you know, it's a better product. There's more you can do with it. It's a more stable product. There's a better roadmap. So there's still a bit of it out there, but far, far less than there ever used to be.
That being said, Bruce, we've completed a 2,000 user migration from Exchange to Domino. So, like, it goes both ways, especially more in the European market. And the business value that comes with the product suite now is tending to make people rethink instead of migrations. Almost every migration from a Domino environment to Exchange has left IT departments managing two systems instead of one, because they realize that there are certain things being able to be done very, very simply with the Lotus tool set that they just can't replicate with Exchange Server on its own, or can't even replicate, you know, to some cases even with Portal Server 2007. So, you know, people are reevaluating instead of just switching over.
And really with, I guess, Blue Wave and the acquisition of BE Systems and everything, that wasn't because both of the companies were struggling and, boy, we better team together because we need more, you know, strength in numbers or something. It's really because you were expanding the market for both your companies, right?
Absolutely. Totally. It couldn't be more to the contrary of companies being in trouble. We were both growing quite well, but myself and Warren got to meet through Lotusphere 4 years ago, I think now, and then assisted each other on the blogs, then with user groups and the Irish user group, which I kind of kicked off, and the UK user group, which Warren kicked off, and then technically BE Systems' knowledge of certain application types of mobile product development, and our knowledge of, you know, a slightly larger company developing much more different and varied types of systems. We ended up using each other such a great deal that it was just the next step. And it's a great way for us to assist BE in growing across the UK and Europe. And it just made sense. It made sense for both of us. So if anything, this is the best news that we've come across this year for ourselves. It can't get any better for us.
Yeah. Well, and in terms of the market, I guess, is it a situation where both of you have a couple of really big customers and that's what you're going off of? Or are you just finding customers under every rock and stone?
A bit of both.
We've both companies have got customers that have been with us for many, many years. You know, we've got customers that have been coming back to us from sort of 5-10 years ago, saying, you know, you helped us out before, we want you to help us out again. But as Paul was saying, you know, we had so much work coming in that we didn't know what to do with it. You know, we were working with Blue Wave for the last couple of years anyway. So we were passing work back and forwards, and it just made sense to do it. It just felt totally right, and I think both companies work fantastically well together.
Now, does the Irish user group, I guess the iLog meetings and things like that, are you finding that that a lot of your customers are going to that, and you're able to meet more people there, or is that kind of a bigger market for all over Europe?
It's a big market at this stage. The Irish user group, I think it was over 60% of the people attending last year were from outside of Ireland.
Oh, really?
So,
okay.
Yeah, when we broke it down afterwards. But it is like the perfect place to meet other people, and everybody gets business out of it. It's a win-win situation for the sponsors, the speakers, the attendees. It's very hard to find a loser, really, when these types of conferences are running. So it's just a great way to grow your own business by talking to people. Myself and Warren, in fairness, disassociate ourselves from our respective companies when we're doing that event, so that people don't think it's a big marketing event. But all these things help. All these things are great.
I'm a big customer of Guinness's now.
Yeah, that we actually probably did more for them in the iLog event. Like, Rob Novak boosted their sales by just buying Guinness for everyone that attended his sessions.
Mm-hmm. I have the 12-pack in the refrigerator downstairs right now. So.
Yeah. Oh, tell Gail to open you up one and bring it up to you now.
I will. Right. Anything else we want to talk about with this exciting merger, guys, or Julian?
Go ahead, Paul.
Oh, it's just a good news thing. It really is. We announced it at the Admin Developer Conference in Barcelona. there is absolutely no downside for us for what's been done, and there will be a lot of continued growth over the next 12 months at least. I think, Warren, you're in Dublin with me tomorrow.
I'm in Dublin tomorrow. I'm in Cardiff the day after that. Watch this space. I mean, we're really... Paul and I are really, really happy about this, as is everybody in our companies. It's full speed forward.
Absolutely. I'm going to be spending a lot of time in the UK and Ireland and further afield over the next 12 months, along with many other people from Blue Wave. So this is great news for all of us.
Excellent. Well, congratulations. And I just stepped over you, Julian. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. I was just going to say that in all fairness, we actually did try to coordinate the podcast with the announcement at the Admin Conference in Barcelona, because I was there too for the developer piece, and we just kept ending up in the hotel bar.
Yeah.
That's just a bad place for a podcast.
Not the tapas bar?
Yeah, too many tapas bars.
Yeah, those get noisy.
For anybody that doesn't know, please look at Julian's website to actually see what the tapas bar joke is about. It is the single funniest thing that's happened to me all year. It's a story I'll repeat to many people.
So it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Tell us about Barcelona, you guys. You guys were all there. The Vue Admin and Developer Conference for Europe. Julian, why don't you start?
I'll start. Okay. Well, they combined the conferences again. They combined them earlier this year in Boston. And so the admin and developer conferences were all in one place at the same time, in the same hotel. And then they brought us all over to Barcelona and did the same thing there. And so I think it was still a lot heavier on the admin side in terms of the people that were there. Although at the same time, it seems like they sized the rooms pretty well, because I remember having really a bunch of people in the developer rooms too. But we were there for I was there for almost a week. Everyone was kind of there for different amounts of time, and I think that during the conference, I probably got away from the hotel maybe two blocks from the hotel a few times, and didn't really get to get out and see Barcelona itself until the last night and the next day. But luckily, Paul and Warren and Kitty and Jamie McGee, a lot of, Bill Buck and a lot of other people were there, and they, it's a lot of fun being there as a speaker, I think. Knowing all these guys, but it was a good conference too. I'm sorry, I won't be the only one talking here. Warren, what did you take away from it?
It was another great conference. The Vue guys, they really know how to put a conference together. Actually, it was nice to be in Europe. Boston was great, but it's nice to come a bit closer to home and meet some people. There's good, really good cross section of people actually, right from. Spain, the UK, a lot of people from Scandinavia came down, Finland, Norway. So it was really nice to get together. And every time, you know, there's we do the conference sessions, and you know, Paul and Julian and I stand up there on stage and try and tell people things, but it's nice to spend some time with everybody in the evening, you know. It's nice to get some feedback and see how different people do things and compare how things are, you know, everybody has their own way of doing things, so it's nice to meet up with everybody.
Yeah, I totally agree. It was a great week. Like Warren said, it's lovely to do one in Europe every now and then as well. The very technical attendees, and it's a very content-heavy environment. I know from the admin side of things, I would believe it would be the same for the dev side. But it was a good crowd, a good group. The hotel bar was well-used as well at the same time. But the people could come up to you. It's kind of like Lotusphere in a way, but people will come up to you at pretty much any time, and they will just throw you their unusual circumstances or their unusual problems that they're having with architecture or development or something quirky. And from my side of things, you end up bringing back nuggets of information and knowledge as much as you end up giving them out. Because European setups of Lotus Notes and Domino are so varied. You'll have people using R4 servers. You'll have people deploying R8 servers. And they'll be talking to anything and everything. So it was a good event. The Vue guys really know how to put together a very focused conference. And they're great guys to deal with, too.
Yeah, and you're right that the technical knowledge of the people that are going to those conferences, some of the questions you get, you're like, oh my gosh, you know, I gave a session on classes and object-oriented programming and just sort of an introduction to how that works and how subclassing works and things. And I have people coming up and asking, really detailed questions about limits and okay, well, we're using this type of technology, but, we really want to make it do this, or we're running into these kinds of issues and problems. And it's not just your real simple go read designer help kinds of questions. There are people out there doing some really interesting things, and they're coming to the conferences and talking to us, I guess.
They want your
fun.
Job, Julian.
No one wants my job.
I even had a customer there that told us they broke or they reached the limit of the buffer pool for the groups field in the Domino directory. And I was saying, how many users do you have? And it was over 300,000 running off a single Domino directory domain. And those guys were just, they would be coming to you with questions at that scale, at that level. And it was, that's fantastic to talk to people like that, because they give almost as much as they take. And they like getting people talking to them with unusual angles or different opinions that they may not have heard before. But there's such massive deployments, and people, they're very technical people.
Well, we have another conference coming up in a couple of weeks, right? Four and a half weeks, 5 weeks, if my math is wrong.
What's that conference? I don't know that
I've not heard anything about that one.
Yeah. Let's see, Lotusphere 2008 in January. I think all four of us will be speaking there, right? Warren, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about a few things, actually. I'm on Sunday afternoon with Paul. I don't know what time we're on, Paul.
You are on Sunday afternoon at 10:30 a.m.
There we go.
Try and figure that one out.
That'll be fun. Paul and I are doing a jumpstart. I'm standing in for Susan Bullock, a jumpstart on mail routing on the Sunday. And then on the Wednesday, 8:30 a.m. on the Wednesday, I'm doing a session with Thomas Duff. Admins are from Venus, developers are from Mars. It's going to be as mad as it sounds. Looking at...
I am not going to miss that session.
Not yet.
Yeah, believe me, you don't want to miss it for all sorts of reasons I'm not going to say.
You know why Duff lives in Portland, right?
Yeah, Portland, he's just Oregon. Down the road from you, yeah.
There's a saying going around Portland right now. It's in all the newspapers and everything. It's keep Portland weird. Okay, so
yeah, we're going with
does
that.
Does his best.
We're definitely going with that. So that's 8:30 on Wednesday, and then 1:30 on Wednesday, I think I'm doing a session on LDAP, the lowdown on LDAP. So we're looking at all things directory and stuff like that. So pretty busy week. We will be doing the boat race as well.
Oh, good.
Yay. So for those of you that don't know what on earth I'm talking about, we will be racing little boats across the lake outside the Dolphin Hotel. And actually, I can say it's free to enter this year. We have a very generous sponsor who's paid for all the entrance fees. So you can make a fool of yourself. So yeah, it's going to be a busy week. It's going to be a very busy week for me.
How about you, Mr. Mooney? What are you talking about on, and on what days?
Okay, it's a pretty insane week. On the Sunday, the first day, I'm doing two jump starts, 10:30 a.m. and at 4 p.m., both of them in the Swan. All things male, the first session I'll be giving with Warren, and the afternoon session from 4 to 6 with Susan Notes-Goddess Bullock. On the Monday, the 21st of January at 3:30, I'm doing a diehard presentation, which is deciphering domino server crashes. I'm presenting that with Francie Whitlock. And we're going to explain to people what an NSD is, how to read it, how to try and decipher it yourself and figure out what caused a domino server crash. And then go through some of the tips and tricks that you can do to prevent, maintain, and diagnose all those faults. It's a variant on another type of session that myself and Francie, who's a fantastic speaker, has given before. But we're gonna dig deeper into demos for people and show you what you can do. After that, on the Monday, I'm giving a 5 p.m. Admin Blast presentation, which is one I've been giving variants of for years, which will be about, at this stage, 75 admin tips in 1 hour, which would be 75 tips. I think there's about 100 slides at the moment, which will be going through various cross-reference admin tips, and that's the first time I'm giving that in the Dolphin. On the Tuesday, I'm repeating that session, but the repeat's going to be fun. At 3 p.m. on the Tuesday, 22nd of January, in the Dolphin, the South Hemisphere, number 2, I'll be presenting that session again, but we'll have guest speakers. So there'll be speakers from any of the admin speakers that are free. We tried this out at Admin in Barcelona and made a lot of fun with it then. So Andy Pettish, Chris Miller, myself, Kathleen McGivney, Susan Bullock, Warren, and anybody and everybody else who's an admin speaker is going to pick a tip, probably make a fool out of me, and then present their variant and their take on it. It's going to be fun. If anything, no developer should enter the room because they're going to get a tough L time. So we might
be in the front row.
Yeah, I'll be there too.
But it will be fun. So Rocky Oliver has given his blessing that we can do it with that session. So that'll be great. On the Wednesday, I'm presenting Worst Practices at 10 a.m. with Bill, which will be the best of the worst, which is over the 4 years, it'll be our collection of our favorite screw-ups and what could have been done to prevent them. So there'll be a few new stories in there and then a few of our favorites. And the finishing story should be also quite interesting as well. We've been working a lot on that. And then that repeats again on the Wednesday as well at 1:30 p.m. And to tie into that, at some stage, we'll be doing speed geeking too. So it's going to be a very, very busy week.
Wow. How about you, Julian?
Oh, well, you know, I'm just doing two sessions, which I thought was a lot, but apparently not. I'm doing one on, I think, Monday afternoon with Andre Gerard from IBM. And I think the title is something like, it's essentially a best practices sort of thing where the title is somewhere along the lines of things that every Domino application should have. So it's not really programming heavy so much as technique heavy. And we're talking about, you know, starting off with some real simple things that you should always have in your applications and going all the way to some things that maybe you don't think about doing, or you think, well, I should do that, but I haven't because I don't know how, or I just don't feel like it. And we're going to have several demo databases. I think it's like 2 or 3 demo databases that you'll be able to download and go off of from the things that we talk about. And then on Wednesday, Rob McDonough and I will be doing a session on reporting, graphing, and charting in Notes. And we'll show how to generate charts and graphs and reports straight from the Notes client using views directly on forms, doing pop-up dialogues. We'll probably show that same composite app thing that everyone shows with BERT. We'll do some web charting and graphing and give you a few library options on those. And I think that'll be a good session, too. That'll also have a good demo database that you can download that will have all the techniques and code that we're talking about. How about you, Bruce?
I'm going up against Paul Mooney on Monday at 5 p.m. with Kevin Pettit. We're going to talk about templates everywhere, only if you know where to find them. Actually, only if you know where to look. That's at 5 p.m. in the Swan Osprey. So I guess we'll have no attendees because of Paul and Bill's session. But on Wednesday, I'll be giving a session on UI worst practices, a takeoff on Bill and Paul's session called Yikes, It Looks Like That with Chris Blatnick. And that'll be, I think, in Swan 1 through 4 at 10 in the morning. And then we're going to repeat that on Thursday at 8:30 in the morning in Swan, I guess, 7 through 10. So not too much, but...
Graveyard shift.
What was that, Paul?
You have the graveyard shift. That's usually ours, 8:30 on a Thursday morning.
Yeah, so I remember the blogger buff last year at 7 a.m. on a Thursday morning, but we won't touch that one right now.
I don't remember that at all, actually.
Yeah, I definitely don't remember it.
But you were there.
Yeah,
you even spoke.
I still get quoted for what I said at that session, and I honestly, that's a very hazy hour.
Google never forgets.
Hey, Bruce, on Saturday, what time does that whole bald thing start?
Oh, the blogger and what's the bald acronym?
Blogger's annual Lotus Feeder dinner.
Ah.
You started it, Bruce.
Tom Duff started it. He was sitting out in front of the Big River Brewery one day with a sampler of some beverage. I don't think we're allowed to say it on the air here. His wife may listen to this podcast. But I think it was Julian. Were you there with me?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah,
we found him.
And we just started talking, and then two more people showed up, and two more people showed up. And I think this is the third or fourth bald event? And I think last year we had like 75 to 100 people just having food and drink outside on the boardwalk. I think last year we started early, maybe at 3. So I don't know what time it's going to start this year. We'll just pick a time. How does 3:30 sound?
Well, and I just ask because I'm going to get there a little bit late.
What time should we move the time to, Julian?
You should leave the time wherever it is. I'm just going to be a little late. That's
okay. 3:30, Big River Brewery, and we'll all wait for Julian.
How boring.
Yeah.
So
well, you can order some tapas food, Julian.
Very good.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
All right. Anything else, Warren, for episode 71? I know we covered a lot, and we thank everyone, but we really wanted to get people to hear the message about this excellent merger and acquisition between your two companies. And we wanted to talk about Barcelona and Lotusphere. What else do you have to say, Warren? Anything?
Oh, blimey. There may well be UK and Ireland notes, guys. Keep your ears open if you're going to Lotusphere. We may well have a bit of a drinks get together. Okay. Not finalized yet, but Keep your ears open for that.
Mr. Mooney?
Not got much left to say here, guys, but it's, again, I'm just looking it up in iTunes here. I still can't believe you're on 71 podcasts and Miller doing his lot as well. So just well done. And I'm sure you guys are going to be podcasting at full speed between now and the end of January.
Yes, we will be, actually. And the podcast with Sandra Marcus, it blew the doors off the download records there. So thanks again to Sandra Marcus and Erica and everyone else who made that podcast happen. Julian, how about yourself?
Me? I got nothing. I just want to thank Paul and Warren for scheduling and rescheduling and staying up late and getting here on the podcast. And, man, I can't wait to see you guys again in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'll see you at the boardwalk.
Yeah, and Warren, I think you should go get some dinner now, okay?
I think I should.
All right. Well, that's it. That's a wrap for 71. Thanks, everyone. Stay tuned for some upcoming podcast covering Lotusphere 2008. If we don't talk to you between now and January 1st, happy holidays and happy new year.
Yep.
Happy new year, everyone.
All right.
You too, guys. Bye-bye.